Hi everyone, it's 9:13 a.m. It is Friday, August 25th. So today's the day I leave for vacation, and my brother is actually coming over for breakfast. He's off on Fridays, just like for the summer. So he was trying to say goodbye to me yesterday, but I was in the shower. So far I haven't gotten any flight updates. We thought I might, just because of, it's raining here, so we weren't sure, but so far so good. And then my friend, she said she would let me know when her friend was on her way to my house. Basically, to make a long story short, they had went out and the waitress had accidentally swapped their cards, so they have each other's cards. And my friend who's going on the trip with us, she needs her card because it has all the money on it for the hotel and everything. So this girl is going to give it to me, and then I'm going to take it with me to the airport. So yeah, I'm going to just finish getting myself together. I'm wearing my airport outfit. Well, because I have like a, on a lot of my shirts, I put a safety pin because they don't have like actual tags anymore, a lot of them. So I made sure I had a shirt that has like an actual tag, just so that it wouldn't go off in the metal detector. Because I've had that happen before, where it would go off and I would say, oh, it was just a pin on my shirt. Because anybody could say that, and then of course they still have to check, because what if you really are hiding something? So yeah, I'm going to finish getting myself together and stuff like that, and I will talk to everybody later. It is 10:20, and my former friend, she just dropped off my friend's card, and my brother is downstairs installing a new lock on our door. And it was a little awkward, but I had to do it just because my friend needs her card. So yeah, we just had breakfast, and I'm excited but a little nervous, just because all three of us are totally blind and there's not going to be anyone sighted with us. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for sure, but I know we can do it. So I will keep you all updated throughout this whole trip, and I will talk to you guys, I guess, when I get to the airport. It is 1:08 and I'm at the airport. I didn't check in yet or go through security. I'm just waiting. They're trying to get people to assist us. And my mom actually got a little bit lost coming here, but we're all good now. So I will talk to everybody when I'm at the gate, because I'm going to be going in a few minutes. All right, everyone, it is 2:28 and I'm all checked in. I just had lunch. I had a burger and fries, and I do have peanut M&Ms here. I don't know if I'm going to have them now or if I'm going to put them in my bag and have them on the plane, but you do have to buy snacks on the plane, and I'm not doing that. So I'm just probably going to drink if that's free. And then I have my own snacks. What I showed you guys at home. So, gate agent is going to come get me when it's time to board. And I'm just sitting here at a little table. They have like docking stations for your, like, to charge your phones and stuff. They even have like wireless charging pads here, which is pretty cool. So yeah, I might put my phone on it actually since I'm sitting here. But yeah, getting food was crazy, because I was trying to place my order, and then this other lady kept on like interrupting and talking over me, and she was being so rude. And even like the person helping me was like, people are so rude. So yeah, I'm all checked in. So far, everything's on time. So, yeah, we start boarding at 3:30, so less than an hour. And I will talk to everyone most likely when I'm on the plane. It is 3:15 and I'm going to be boarding very soon. I just have to listen for the announcement. We're going to start boarding at 3:30. So my one friend actually changed her flight because she wasn't leaving until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we had to try to figure out what time to go to the airport. And this way we can all go to the airport at the same time. So we're trying to figure out because I'm flying a different terminal than a different airline than they are. They're flying American. I'm flying JetBlue. So I'd have to go to different terminals. So we're just trying to figure out, like, maybe if all three of us take an Uber and then like the Uber driver just drops us off each of our terminals, like them off and then me or vice versa. And then we're trying to figure out what time to leave the airport. We don't know yet. We have plenty of time to figure that out, but I want to get there at like 8 a.m. because, well, or at least leave the hotel at like 8 because, like today my mom got a little bit lost with parking and So I just want to allow enough time. I said get up because I just heard the announcement, but yeah, so I'm going to. I want a lot of time because it took me a little while to get my food. Someone was being rude and like kept talking over me. So yeah, that's why I want to get there early. So we have plenty of time to figure that out. We'll probably ask somebody at the hotel what time we should leave for the airport. My flight's at 11 something, his is at 12 something, and hers is at 1:40. So different times, two different airlines. That should be interesting, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. It's 3:42 and I'm on the plane. I just got my in-flight essentials out of my duffel bag and put them in the seat back pocket in front of me. That's another hack. Just take out whatever you want on the flight. Put it in your seat pocket in front of you. Just so, you know, you don't have to keep going into your bag under the seat. So, yeah. Gate agent helped me get the seat. And, my backpack's in the overhead, and the flight attendant, he was really good, and he said he's gonna let me know. When we get there, he's gonna let gate agent know that I need assistance. So, drinks are free, snacks are not. The only way drinks would not be free is if I was consuming alcohol, which I'm not. So, I got the alcohol wipes, so I just wiped down the tray table. Gotta put this up because we have to have it up right now, but I'm gonna put my seatbelt on and get ready for the flight, and I will talk to you guys when I land. Hi everyone, so it's a few minutes later, so when I got the announcement that we were boarding soon, I had got up and went over by the gate agent, and he asked me, because I originally was in a middle seat, more towards like the middle of the plane, but he asked if I prefer an aisle seat, a window seat, and I was like, oh, I prefer a window seat, because that way, like, if my seatmates have to, you know, go to the bathroom or something, I don't have to get up. But he was able to change my seat, because I said, if not, I'll stick with what I have. It's not a big deal. So, yeah, I'm just sitting here. We're going to take off pretty soon, probably around like 4. I think it departs at like 4:20, so everybody's just boarding right now. And my friend is tracking all of our flights with FlightAware. We also have FlightView, which is very similar, but you can look at flights like far out in advance. But yeah, the flight attendant made sure I knew where all the seated emergency exits were, and Yeah, so yeah, the gate agent was able to change my seat, which was nice. So, and I'm more towards the front of the plane, so I didn't have to, like, maneuver with my heavy bags. That's why, another reason why I don't like being in the back of the plane, because I don't like to have to try to maneuver with my heavy bags and stuff. So, just one of my bags actually got stuck on the seat of the armrest. So, yeah, but I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it's 6:50, so we just landed. We were taxiing to the gate, and I'm just getting my stuff together, just get my fanny pack out, and then when I get off the plane, I'm gonna get an Uber to the hotel. So we did have a complimentary snack and drink. I had this chocolate crisp thingy. It was okay, and then I had a Coke. So yeah. I had my own snacks, but I didn't want anything, so maybe I'll have them in the hotel or something, because, like, we're not going to get any snacks here, because we're only going to be here for one day, so, yeah, so I think I'm going to have to wait to get off, because I need assistance, but I did make sure to let the flight attendant know, to let the gate agent know when we get to the gate, that I will need assistance, and he said he would do that, so... Yeah, I will talk to everybody soon. We don't know where we're going to go to dinner yet. We're going to check in. I have to give my friend her credit card after that whole thing happened yesterday. Good thing she figured it out. It was awkward, but I, like I said, I dealt with it. So for dinner, I'm not sure what we're going to do. We'll figure it out. Because a lot of places close early, and we're just all getting in now. So... yeah, I will talk to everyone soon. It's 7:30 and I'm in the Uber on my way to the hotel. My one friend is there. She's waiting in the lobby because she can't check in until the person who booked the room gets there. And then when he gets there, we're all going to check in. But he's still on the plane waiting to get assistance. And... it did take a little while to get to the ground transport because you have to take a train to the terminal, and then I had to use the restroom, and it took a little while, and it actually wasn't too bad getting out of the airport, so it was crowded, like, getting to the Uber because we're waiting, and then there were these two cars. We didn't know what they were doing, and the guy helping me, he was great. He was really nice. I wish, like, I could have, like, more of him, but we're definitely going to have to get help a lot out here. And at the hotel, they said that a lot of food places are open until, like, 1 or 2 in the morning because it's the weekend, so that'll be good because then we can, like, find somewhere to go to dinner. I'm, like, not that hungry because I had lunch at the airport. Well, it was, like, a late lunch, and then I had a little snack on the plane. So by the time we go and get checked in and everything, I should be. But, yeah, so I'm going to be there soon, so I will talk to everybody later. Hi everyone, it is 10:20 a.m. It is Saturday, August 26th. So, yesterday we hung out in the room, we went to dinner. So my Uber driver who I had bringing me here was very rude. She was talking on the phone in another language. The guy who was helping me asked her to open her trunk because I had luggage, and she was, like, totally oblivious. And then we get to the hotel. She walks me in, but she just, like, drops my luggage on the floor and leaves and doesn't even, like, put it by me or show me where it is. So she got a 4-star rating for that. And we hung out in the room. We went to dinner, and, we went to this bar, but it was very loud and there was no food.
we already paid the cover charge, but the lady was cool about it and she gave us our money back, and they would have stayed, but it was just too loud for me. And if they go back tomorrow, I might not go just because it was too loud. Like, if they want to go, they can. And I know you don't have to drink, but still. So we went to Bahama Breeze instead. And then somebody was nice enough to walk us over there. One of the people who worked at the bar. And then we had to go to Walgreens. We picked up a couple drinks and snacks for the room. We didn't get too much because we're only here for 2 days, but we got I got root beer, a couple banana nut muffins. We got water, a couple of bottles of water. They got a few things. And then the lady, the hostess at Bahama Breeze, she was ending her shift, so she was nice enough to walk us over to Walgreens, and then we took an Uber back to the hotel. And then we took an Uber to the bar as well, but I called the Ubers and, cause they were using Ira, and then, we just did a fare split, and then it split the fare, and then they were able to see the trip on their phones too. So we stayed together. We formed a train where we held on to each other's shoulders. The hotel is nice. It's just a little small, especially the bathroom, but we're only going to be here for just today, really. Tomorrow we're going to be going to Miami. We're in Orlando right now, but we're all kind of like just getting up around here. I'm going to have one of my muffins and get dressed, and then we're going to decide what we want to do. So I'll talk to you guys soon.
Hi everyone, it's 2:12. So we're going to a restaurant. We got to one, it wasn't open, so we're trying to find another one to go to. We're getting wheelchair assistance to tell me able to record. But we're at Universal City Walk, so the service at our hotel isn't that great. My friend called and asked for towels. They never brought them up. We went downstairs, and the front desk manager, he was really nice, and he was just like, I'll bring them up right now. And then last night, about midnight, we got back, and the doors are automatic, but the second door was locked, and there was nobody at the desk, and some lady, I guess she opened it with her key or something, I don't know if she worked there or what, but she said, oh, there's nobody at the desk at, like, a certain time, and if, like, after 11, there's nobody at the desk, and we asked the manager about that, and he's like, well, what time was it? And I was like, oh, it was, like, midnight, and he said, oh, well, somebody should be here 24 hours, and I'm sorry there was nobody there. So he was really nice about it. So yeah, we're getting wheelchair assistance, but this place is going to be like it's going to be a nightmare to navigate. So because a lot of these places don't open until 4, and it's 2 something right now. So like, yeah, so we're trying to find something that's open. And yeah, I thought I could record so you guys get different sceneries, but this is going to be interesting, to say the least. So I'll talk to everyone soon. Hi, everyone. It is 10:20 right now. We're in a very busy area, so I'm stuffed. We went out for a late lunch. We didn't walk around Universal. It was just too crazy. And then we went to late lunch. we hung out at the hotel for a few hours, and then we came back out for dinner. I didn't get much, I'm stuffed. And then we're on our way back to the hotel. The waiter and waitress, the places were really nice, and they were very accommodating. They read us the menu. They're very accommodating here. We're at a different place than, as we're at a hotel right now, because where the restaurant was, the Uber driver wouldn't be able to get over there, so people were nice enough to walk us here. Because the road was closed, so they've been very accommodating here, and I've noticed that here it is very, very easy to get an Uber. There's also a hurricane. We kind of got a little worried because we thought it was going to be hitting us, but it's nowhere near us, so we should be okay, unless of course it turns, but the storm turns, but now we should be fine, because otherwise we would have had to come home. But looks like, yeah, I don't know how we're gonna get out of here either. It's crazy. Like, we should have. Yeah, we should have. Okay. We're just waiting for our Uber right now, but yeah, it's okay. But yeah, so the storm's like not coming anywhere near us, so we should be okay. Our friend, he might have to leave due to a family emergency. I don't want to go into it out of respect for his privacy, but my friend and I, she and I would just stay. But tomorrow we head to Miami. We're taking Amtrak, and we're going to be out of here fairly early tomorrow. So, yeah. I will talk to everyone soon.
All right, everyone, it is 12:02, and we're back at our hotel. We've been back for like a little while now, but my one friend is taking a shower. My other friend is just in the room. I'm in the living room area, so I'm showered. I think we're all gonna go to bed here soon because we do have to be out of here. Not too early, but we do have to be out of here at a certain time tomorrow because we have a train to catch, and I'm probably not gonna record when we're packing up just because it's gonna be a little crazy. But I'm probably gonna have a snack, my other banana nut muffin in the morning because I got two of them, and then I still have two root beers in the fridge that I didn't drink, so I will bring them with me because I don't want them now. So I'll bring them with me since I'm not flying. I can do that. I can bring drinks. Then I'll have something for the train because we don't want to get snacks in the dining car because they're really expensive, and I can put them in my duffel bag as they have compartments, as side compartments for that stuff. So yeah, I will talk to everybody soon. Okay, everyone. It is 12:20 a.m. It is Wednesday, August 30th. I know I haven't recorded in a few days, but the last few days have been crazy, to say the least. My friend's in the shower right now, so I can talk to you guys for a little bit. So we'll start with Sunday. So Sunday was the last time I recorded, and that was when we were still in Orlando. Like, we're not in Orlando anymore, we're in Miami. So Sunday we took the train to Miami. We took Amtrak, and that was a nightmare because in the train station, they kind of like just left us. They weren't very helpful. They were just useless. It was awful. So we were sitting there waiting. We had to kind of like, we had to get help. We had to basically just continue to advocate for ourselves. Basically, somebody was like, oh, well, they left us on a bench. After we got out of the Uber, they left us on a bench and said, we'll come get you. And they didn't, like, so we got up and found our way to the ticket counter and we said that we need help. They said they don't offer red caps, which is basically the people who assist you. They said, oh, we don't have that here. So they were like, okay. So we were like, okay, well, is somebody going to come back for us? And the guy was like, yeah, I'll come back for you guys. And then when they announced our train, like we got up and we, like, we started to make our way towards like where you have to go to get the train. And they put us on a golf cart and they were like, okay. They took us to where the train would pull up. And they said, once we got there, they said, stay here and then we'll come get you when it's time to board the train. And the train was pulling up. They were letting people off, letting other people board. But of course, like people with disabilities, they should be the ones to board first. So we were like, okay, like we sit there. And then we heard the train like making noises, like it sounded like it was leaving. And we got real nervous. We got off the golf cart. We grabbed our luggage because it was in the back of the golf cart. And the guy had come back and he was pissed. He's like, what are you doing? We, you know, I told you to stay there. And we were like, well, the train was leaving and nobody was coming and we didn't want to miss the train, because had we stayed on that golf cart, we would have missed the train. So yeah, and then we would have had to fly and that would have been a nightmare. So then we would have had to get on a flight at the last minute. Obviously that wasn't the point. So luckily we got there and all was good. We were on the train for about 6 hours. I was listening to my book and relaxing. And then like the guy puts my friend's suitcases up on the luggage rack and doesn't like show them where their bags are. And then we get there and then they do have the red cap. They take us in a golf cart and then they just like leave us somewhere. So then we have to get help going to the front of the station and we get an Uber to the hotel. So that was all good. And the hotel here is huge. Like this room is a big room. We have like a little kitchen area. We have a living room area, very similar to what we had, but we don't have adjoining rooms. So our other friend, he has his own room. It's a tad smaller because he has one bed. We have two. It's almost like a little apartment, this room. Like it has a microwave. It has a kitchen area. It has a dishwasher, a sofa bed, like everything. It's like a little apartment. The staff have been amazing. Like this hotel is massive. It's like there's literally two hotels in this one building. It's crazy. So the staff have been great. They've been very accommodating. They have been helping us. They've been like, they've just been phenomenal here. Even like the servers have been helping us with the menus. Like our first night, the staff, they had used one of their complimentary cars that they use for valet parking to take us to dinner. They made sure they let the host know that we were coming, and like it's just been really, it's been great. And then like last night, me and my friends wanted sodas from the little like gift shop area and we didn't know where that was. So this lady walking us up to our room from the front desk, she's like, just give me the money and I'll get it for you and I'll bring it up. Like that was just so sweet. Like we really appreciate it. And it's been very hard with like the language barrier, because like 80% of the population here doesn't speak English. So like you really have to know your Spanish. Like we were in a Cuban restaurant yesterday, which was another adventure I'll get to in a minute. But like I felt like I wasn't even in my own country. We were just like sitting there. No one spoke English in that restaurant. It was Spanish music. The Cuban food was really good. But that was on Monday. Basically, the Uber driver couldn't find the restaurant. And he drops us off at a random restaurant because he's like, oh, the road's closed. I can't get in. And then someone else took us over there in a golf cart. I was afraid of the golf cart because it's like no doors, doesn't like open or anything. So I was afraid of the golf cart. And then, but it wasn't that far though. So like we were trying to call the place and like try to get their address. It was crazy. Like even all the Uber drivers here, like they don't speak English either. Like we have not gotten one American Uber driver this week. And also, like that was another adventure in itself. And then last night we went out to dinner and the lady made a reservation for us. And that was kind of, we were a little bit late because we didn't know if we were at the right place because it was in a bank or something. The restaurant was like located in a bank. So then, but we were at the right place. It was just, we weren't sure. We thought it were like, they weren't open, but they were just in like this other building. So then yesterday, which was Tuesday, it was Wednesday now, it's midnight, after midnight, we had this reservation to do this dolphin tour, but my friend called them over the phone and she said, listen, I know I made this reservation. They said, you know, we'll accommodate you guys. We'll figure it out. Because she told them, she said, me and my friends, were all three of us are totally blind. We don't have a sighted person with us. And they said, you know, well, we don't know if we can accommodate you. And then my friend asked to speak to a supervisor. The supervisor said, well, we'll figure it out. Even if you guys have to go one at a time, we'll figure it out. So we get there today and my friend was just like, I just let her deal with it. Like he and I, we just kind of let her deal with it because like she was the one making the reservation. So she was just like, she was dealing with it. And she says, hey guys, like group meeting, like phones away. Like she was pissed. Basically they told her that they couldn't accommodate us because we need to have someone sighted with us and we couldn't do it. And they said, you can pet a dolphin, but that's it. And yeah, we pet a dolphin for like 5 minutes because we were already there. So we weren't going to just leave. But they told her one thing over the phone and then they did something else. And it was discrimination. They said they gave her a refund, but I told her to like check back in a week or so because it takes a few days. She said she's going to like complain, obviously, if she doesn't get a refund. And then, you know, she's going to send us our third of it back. But she did, we did have to pay for like the dolphin encounter, but we unfortunately couldn't do the whole thing. We did get pictures, but they, we had to have our phones like in a locker. So it was like, so we didn't take the pictures, but I did buy them. I put them in my backpack, but like, it was only for like 5 minutes to touch the dolphin. It was like, it was really sad that we didn't get to do it. It was discrimination. Think of it, like we couldn't do parasailing. We couldn't do a boat tour because like I called them up like back in May and they said, oh, we can't accommodate you guys and we won't be able to assist you because you have the tour guide, the captain, the bartender. They can't leave the bar or whatever to help you. So like this trip, like I noticed that we have been facing some obstacles, but we've been doing it. Like that's the thing, that's what matters. Also with the other guy that we're with, there's been a lot of tension. I don't really go too much into it because I could do like a whole segment on that, a whole episode just like dedicated to that. But like basically to make a long story short, he's like acting very childish, questioning everything that we do, like everything that the staff does, like, oh, how are we getting there? Like just, and my friend is telling him just go with the flow. Like the staff is like, it's very nice of them to do this stuff for us. And like today he brought a laptop backpack to the dolphin thing. And it was like, you know, a big backpack that you use for like your laptop. And we were like, you're bringing that to the dolphin thing. And he's like, yeah. And then like, we were like laughing and like going on about it like all day, which, okay, we shouldn't have done that. But he got very defensive and he basically says things like, he basically is saying that I'm special. Even so today's like, I'm going to take my girl shopping. And I told him, you know, look, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't like you that way. And he's like, and he got all defensive. He's like, oh, well, like, I'm sorry. And then he was like, he's like, I'm going home. Like, I'm checking out. I'm going home. I don't know if he is, but he's like, I'm going home. He's acting like a little kid. And he was just complaining the whole time. I don't want to touch the dolphin. It's gross. It's hot. Like, we obviously weren't going to leave and take another Uber and go somewhere. We were already there. We came all this way. But it was a lot of tension. And it's like to the point where it's the rest of the week is going to be awkward if he doesn't apologize. And like, he just comes to our room like when we're not like ready for him to. And we don't want a guy in our room when we're getting dressed. Like, that's awkward. It's not like we're dating or anything. And it's just awkward. And like, I just like, it's just weird. And like tomorrow it's supposed to be like windy and raining. And I don't know, maybe my friend and I, we might do something and he might do his own thing. We have to see. but we do have a dinner reservation that's under his name. We actually have two of them that are under his name, so that's going to be awkward, and we're going to do it because if he cancels it, he'll get charged, so we're still going to do it, but it's just going to be awkward, like, if he doesn't apologize. But yeah, I'm going to, I don't know, just, and he even said he was going to, like, buy me something when we go shopping. Like, you don't do that with, like, an average friend. Like, you don't do that. It's just, and it was a lot of things. Like, it wasn't, like, it was a lot of things. Like, he was just, like, even this morning when he's like, oh, let me know when you're ready for me to come over. He texted me and not the group text. And, like, he was, like, crashing on our couch for, like, 3 hours yesterday. And he was like, oh, I have a bad headache from my, because I had too much to drink. And, like, it's not our problem. Like, go back to your own room to crash. So it was basically just, like, a lot of things that were going on. And I don't really know. Maybe he's homesick because he's never done, like, a long trip like this. And even with the laptop backpack and he's like, oh, I do it all the time. But his other friend who he does it with is, like, has an intellectual disability. So that's probably why she doesn't say anything. And you'd think his dad or whoever would have saw what he packed and been like, hey, like, you can't take that to the beach. Like, why don't you pack something else that's smaller? And we even offered to, like, buy him a beach bag and have him Venmo us. But he was like, no, like, oh, no, like, you don't have to do that. Instead of being like, oh, yeah, like, if you guys are going out, I appreciate that. But he was like, oh, no, you don't have to do that. So there's been a little bit of tension and been, like, arguing. So it's just been a little awkward. But, yeah, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go for it now because I'm going to just kind of wind down the night. And we're probably going to go to bed here soon. I don't know what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Probably not much of anything because we don't have a dinner reservation until 7. Like, for the rest of the trip, we don't really have anything, like, definite that we're doing except for the two dinner reservations, one tomorrow and one Friday. So we'll see what we have going on. We'll kind of just play it by ear. So I will talk to everyone soon. Hi everyone, it's about 6:38 right now. It's 6:38 p.m. It's still the same day. My friend is trying to get an Uber.
Pick up on first Southwest Avenue, is that what it says?
Did you split the fare?
No. But when you're picking up, does it say split on first oh my god. Pick up on first Southwest Avenue, is that what we're doing?
Well, we're picking, no, because we're being picked up here, so it should say Element Miami Brick L.
It does not.
Huh, that's weird.
Oh yeah.
It should say, it's like, even at the mall, I had to search for it. Yeah, yeah, yep. I know, I was getting frustrated doing it before. So we're waiting for Uber to go to a restaurant that we have made a reservation to. The guy that we were with, he went home. Long story, but we had to... Yeah, it was giving me issues before too, so... So he went home and, he modified the reservation. He said we could still go, but the other restaurant we have a reservation for on Friday, we have to rebook it. So we're probably going to do that soon. Yeah, it's coming. Probably going to do that soon because it fills up quickly. One thing that I had forgotten to mention was this hotel has been great with the like helping us, and they a couple nights ago they actually didn't they didn't let any of the guests help us. Like, a couple of the guests offered, they were like, oh well, we're going up anyway, but they were like, no, like, thank you but we got it. So they're not letting any of the guests help us, which is really awesome. Okay. Another thing too is that I was when Uber we were in the other day, he was in a Tesla, and
for some reason, when the driver gets out of the car, the seat like automatically goes back, and I was still sitting there because he was helping my friends like one at a time, and it was like squishing me. Like, it was going back. The seat was going back and squishing me, and I was like, ah, stop, I'm squished. So, I was like, ah, oh, sucks, I'm squished, I'm squished. And he was, like, apologetic and all, but he should have said to me, listen, like, you get out first because my seat's going to go back when I get out. So I told, you know, our friend who booked it, I said, I wouldn't give that guy a 5-star rating. Okay. All right. I'll accept it.
There's some Panda.
What?
Panda.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So, I also downloaded an app, Google Translate. I downloaded Google Translate. To help me communicate. If it doesn't work, I'll just Venmo you. Cause I've been okay. I've been able to do it. So if it doesn't let you, I'll just Venmo you.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. I'm not gonna sit here and talk
to that all day. Okay, that's fine. So I've been using Google Translate to communicate. But I've been simply playing around with it a little bit. But I feel like I'm going to be needing that a lot this week. I should have downloaded it on Sunday, but oh well, at least I have it. Cause it'll help me at home when Uber drivers don't speak English. We went to the mall today. It was, so we're waiting for this. The mall was massive.
I don't know. Let me see.
It was this huge outdoor mall that was 4 floors. So it was massive. And it wasn't like the indoor malls here in New Jersey. It was crazy. But yeah, we're waiting for the Uber now. And we're going to go to dinner. And tomorrow we have nothing going on. So I think we're going to go to the beach. Try this other restaurant we wanted to try that I'm probably really gonna like. At least that's what I heard. And I don't read the menu, but I don't remember. So for this place, but I don't remember.
What is that name?
But yeah,
Amber.
C.
Okay. Give me a.
We're all right. I'm here too. So
okay. Ready?
Yep. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah. So I will.
Give me
a hug. Okay.
Oh, sit in the front.
Yeah, that's fine. Or we can both sit in the back since it's just two of us, but it doesn't matter.
Amber. Huh? Amber.
Yeah, so
you're
picking up? The menu for this place we're going to tonight, I don't remember what was on it, but
okay, waiting for me,
server.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, waiting for me.
The server to read it to us. I talked to my mom when we got back for a little bit. I talked to her. So, I am going to go for it now because we're getting in the Uber. I will talk to everyone soon. All right, everyone. It is 9:40 a.m. It is Friday, September 1st. I'm just going to pick out what I want to wear while I'm talking to you guys. But my friend is in the shower right now, and so I have a little bit of time. So the other day was Wednesday when I had last recorded. We did go to the mall, and I got some things from Bath & Body Works, and then I also got some things from this candy shop. So then we went to dinner for that place. We had a reservation. It was a lot of fun. It was very loud when they had like the band, so it was kind of frustrating because I couldn't really hear. My friend liked it, but it was just very loud. But it was a lot of fun. The food was amazing. And then after that, like, obviously we came back here and we were in early.
And then yesterday, we went to a bistro for lunch, and then we went to Publix because they have in Florida, they have a grocery store, they have Publix. So we went there and we got some stuff for the room because we got water and I got some snacks, which if I don't finish them, because we got a lot of stuff, but two types of cookies, two types of Pringles, Reese's peanut butter cups. Should not have gotten all that because I have to lug that home. But I'm not going to. Whatever we don't finish, that's it. I'm not lugging it home. So, because I don't want to carry all that. So, I'm not taking any of it home. And then we come back to the room, and then for a little bit. Then we went to this Cajun place for dinner. It was really good. Although I'm not into like that stuff, but I'm glad I tried something different. And then we were just kind of hanging out. And then today we're going to this place called Big Pink. My friend's cousin recommended it. We're going there for breakfast. Well, I think I'm gonna get breakfast because that's what they're known for. I mean, they do have like lunch and dinner stuff too, but they're known for their breakfast. And after that, I don't really know what we're gonna do. We'll have to play it by ear because when it rains here, it only rains for like it's not like all day like it is in New Jersey. Like they predict rain and then it'll rain all day. Here it's only like it rains for like 15 minutes and then that's it. Like it stops. So we're thinking about, I don't know, going to the beach. So yeah, because also we're going to a crab house later for dinner, and that's also near like where we're gonna be for breakfast. So we're trying to figure it out what we want to do. I did download the Google Translate app, and it can also, if you put it in conversation mode, it'll translate from like Spanish to English, English to Spanish, so you don't have to like swap the languages, which is nice. So if like I'm having, and that could work very well at home, like when I have an Uber driver who doesn't speak English, for instance. But we're also planning a trip to Europe. I will talk about that another time. My friend and I are planning that. Like I said, I'll talk about that another time because I don't want this to be super long. So, yeah, but also, the reason why we got water was because, so that's another thing, like with the market, they've been like, if we want something, like, we'll just give them money and then they'll bring it up to us. And like, that's what I've been doing because I've wanted some like sodas. But then yesterday they were on the phone with us. They were like, oh, we have to charge it to the room. And they did that to me the other day. And I was like, oh, well, the other day somebody did it for me and I just gave them money and they got it for me. So I gave her money and she got me some drinks. And then we were on the phone and we were asked for bottles of water. And they were like, oh, well, we have to charge it to the room. So instead of getting the overpriced bottles of water, we're just like, we just went to the store. So we have water, we have soda, we have snacks, drinks. So the drinks I'm going to try to finish because like, I don't want to like waste all that because I can't take it to the airport because I can't take through security. They would just throw it away. But everything else, the food, I'm just going to leave it because I'm not lugging all that home with me. And I should have thought about that before saying I want to get two types of cookies, two types of chips and Reese's cups. So, and I put like the Reese's cups and the one of the cookies in the fridge. Well, the Reese's cups are in the freezer because like they're the best when they're frozen, and the cookies are in the fridge. So they're like the Malamars. They're like different, like the Malamars. So they're like probably really good in the fridge. But I'm going to get ready. We're going to that restaurant in a little bit, and then we're going to figure out what else we want to do. So I will talk to everybody soon. So I also wanted to say that it's a few minutes later, but our other friend went home. It's a long story, but basically he just bailed because he didn't get his way. And he was like, I'm going home. I have to process. Instead of trying to work it out with us, he was just like, no, I'm going home. I have to process, whatever that means. It took him like the whole day to do that. But now he's trying to apologize and act like nothing ever happened. Like I said, it's a long story. It was a lot that happened, but he was basically acting like a child and took the easy way out and went home. So that's basically the story in a nutshell. That's basically what happened. So to take us to dinner, take us to the restaurants a couple times, they've been using their free car service that they have at the hotel, the complimentary thing, which is really nice of them. And then they'll even have the restaurant call the hotel. The hotel, they have even been so great here. They've been calling restaurants to see if they can accommodate us. They have been making reservations for us, places when we ask them to. They aren't letting any of the guests assist us. They're like, nope, we got it. Especially like happy about that, because like there was this creepy guy who checked in the other day who kept asking if we needed help. And then last night, like, we didn't have to pay for Uber because the hotel took us to the Cajun restaurant. And then someone paid for our meal. So that was really nice, because we were like, oh, we want separate checks. And then they were like, oh, well, you know, it's somebody paid. So also the restaurant where we went was family style. On Wednesday, it was a family style kind of place, but like the portions weren't that big for that. And like, that's that one time me and my mom, we like didn't know that it was family style until we got there, and we had like a million and two leftovers we were eating for like a week, to the point where she had to even freeze some stuff. But then the portions, like, they weren't that big. So we split everything. So as far as the bill, we just split everything down the middle, and that place was not cheap. So that's why, like, I didn't want to keep going and going and going. So, yeah, but I'm going to get ready for real, and I will talk to you guys soon. Hi, everyone. It is 4:37. It is Saturday, September 2nd, so we're just... My friend's playing a game, but we are currently hanging out at our pool. They have a bar. They have like a bar. So we're just hanging out here having some drinks. It's very loud here, so I can't really talk much, but yesterday was a crazy day. I will talk more about that when I can, but we're just hanging out by the pool right now. And so yesterday was crazy, and like I said, I'll talk about that soon. It's just noisy here, so, and it would take too long, so yeah, but I'll talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It is about 5:30 right now. So, we're still hanging out here. They close in a half an hour, but we can still hang out here. Still don't know yet where we're going for dinner, but we'll figure it out. They recommended this one place, but it's like, you know, you have food and you go see a show and it's expensive. So, yeah, but tomorrow we're going to a steak place that's very expensive. I looked at the menu, so we're trying to keep it like wallet friendly. But yeah, so I'm going to go over right now. And I will talk to everyone later. Okay, everyone, it is about 11:15. It is 11:15 p.m.
It's 10 per second. I'm just going to be making a cup of tea and doing a couple things while I talk to you guys. My friend is in the shower right now. So yesterday was an S show, to put it mildly. So basically, it was basically like one thing after the other yesterday. So my friend was actually recording a message on WhatsApp. This happened yesterday morning. So my friend was recording a message on WhatsApp for someone, a friend of hers, and she was recording the message, and we were getting ready to go to breakfast. So she records this thing, and then she's like, okay, I'm gonna record this, and then I'm going to call the front desk because we need assistance going downstairs. So she's recording this message, and then all of a sudden we hear over the loudspeaker, we hear beep, 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 and then we hear an announcement saying it's an emergency, everybody needs to evacuate the building. So of course, like, I've never heard that before, so I'm freaking out. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, help, help, help. Like, we gotta get out of here. Somebody needs to call 911. We have to leave. The building's on fire. Of course, I was screaming that. I'm not gonna scream. So my friend was like, stop, like, calm down. Like, it's just, it's probably just a false alarm. They have to test it. And I'm like, no, we have to leave, we have to leave. And of course, she's telling me to calm down, and I'm just like, she's like, no, like, everything's okay. Like, you're telling me to stop, freaking out. And then it happened again, and we go to breakfast. Well, before we go to breakfast, it happened again, but this time, like, I'm freaking out again. But this time they came over the loudspeaker and they said, it's a false alarm. Everybody just, like, you know, had, like, everyone just, it was a false alarm because what basically what happened, and I found this out when they were coming to get us for the, to bring us downstairs. There's one guy who's been helping us, and he's been really nice. Like, he's great. And I said to him, we asked him about it. So, like, well, what happened? And he said they were doing some sort of construction, and it was setting off the alarm. So that happened. Luckily, the second time they said it was, and of course, like, since, you know, due to the language barrier here, there was nobody when I was out in the hallway yelling, help, 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 and all that, like, nobody knew what I was saying. So that was interesting. Well, it's kind of bad in a way, because in a real emergency, there wouldn't be anybody to help. So yeah, I'm just grabbing something from the fridge. But they told us, like, if there was a real emergency, they would have to go, like, they would go floor by floor, and we would be first because we're, like, ADA, since we have this facility. Okay, so, yeah, I was getting something. Looks like I'm not taking any of this food home with me because I don't want to carry it. I don't want to carry it. Look. So, yes, they said if there was a real emergency, like, 911 would have already been called, and they would have gotten us. Like, they would have knocked on the door, gotten us long before we had to be out of there, like, long before the alarm went off. So yeah, that happened. And then basically this one guy, like, he bumped into me, and, like, he didn't say excuse me or I'm sorry. So I said excuse you, like, to, you know, prompt him to say excuse me or I'm sorry. Then we were at dinner. We went to this really good Korean place. So we went to breakfast, and I got this huge cake. I didn't realize how big it was, so I have it here, and I'm just like, I don't want to waste it, so I'm gonna have a little bit now. There's no way I can eat this whole thing. Like, ginormous. Like, I didn't even eat a fourth of it. So we went to this breakfast place, hanging out in our room. We were hanging out, and I was waiting for... So we were at dinner. That was humongous. I'm like, kind of, since we have utensils in this room, so... So we're waiting for a dinner, and then... Okay, this is like all I can eat. I don't know if I can eat this much, but... So we come back from dinner, we went to this Korean house, and it was okay. I mean, people were like raving about it, saying, oh, it's the best. Like, okay, maybe my friend said she's had like better seafood, I've had better burgers, so yeah, okay. But we were waiting for our Uber, and then this old lady falls and knocks into my friend. Her head knocks into my friend's back, almost knocking her over. This lady was like 80 something years old, so like somebody should have been with her. And then also, she knocked into me too, but just her head hit my leg. And everybody was like rushing over to her asking if she was okay. But nobody asked if we were okay. Like, that was, I find that, like, what about us? Like, what are we? Like, we were standing there too. So like nobody bothered to like ask if we were okay. So luckily we were fine. At first I thought it was someone's dog because I felt hair tickle my leg. So I felt like someone, you know, lost control of their dog. Just grabbing a spoon. But yeah, so that happened. Oh my God, yesterday was like pretty crazy. And then we get into the Uber, and then the Uber driver, of course, like, nobody speaks English here, so yeah, that's been fun. So we get into the Uber, and then the Uber driver, my friend, asked in Spanish, like, where's the door? The Uber driver basically just ignored us and like just left us in the middle of the street. So of course I was the one who booked that trip, and he got a 1-star rating for that. So basically, with everything going on, it's like our friend going home, and yesterday, and everything. It's just been, this trip has been interesting, to say the least. So let's see if I can bring everything. If I leave my phone over here, I'm gonna lose you guys. So, well, not, but you guys won't be able to hear me there, so let's see how I'm gonna get everything. Okay, so I'm gonna come back for the tape. How I'm gonna do it. So yeah, they gave us napkins and utensils because, like I said, I could not finish that cake. It was humongous. If I had known how big it was, I wouldn't have gotten it. But yeah, I'm like, another guy, like, and it's so awkward because everybody in the hotel has been like asking for him, like, oh, where's, I don't want to say his name, oh, where is he, is he okay, have you guys heard from him, blah blah blah. And like, we're like done with him because he was basically just, like I said, he was like acting like a little kid. When we asked him if he was gonna act like a man or an adult, he was like, oh, like, I have to process. And then he didn't answer, and then he was like, to be honest with you guys, I booked the flight for later on today, which was, and then this happened on Wednesday, so just putting this stuff down. Yeah, so that happened. Like, he was just being, like I said, questioning the hotel staff, and he actually knew enough Spanish to get by. Like, I don't think he was fluent, but he was able to, like, get by with the Spanish that he knew. But, like, it's so awkward that the hotel staff have been, like, questioning us. Where is he? Is he okay? Of course, like, we're just telling them, like, oh, his anxiety. Because someone actually said, this other guy who's been helping us a lot this week, too, was like, oh, what's the matter? Is he homesick? So... yeah, so I have some dessert. I'm not gonna start eating until like I'm done recording because I don't want to be eating your guys' faces. So yeah, I'm trying to think. Tomorrow I have to check in for my flight. We're gonna go to the beach, and then we have a dinner reservation at this steakhouse. Tonight we went to an Italian place. But yeah. So my friend and I are actually planning a Europe trip, and then I'm going to Boston with her in October to see a concert. I'll get into that more in more detail
later on though, but right now I need to, I have made a cup of tea as well. I'm not too far from the desk. I have a cup of tea here. I need, let's see, where's my phone? And then I do have to pack tomorrow, so it's not gonna be too bad just because, like, I don't have, like, I didn't take out, like, a terrible, crazy amount of stuff. Of course, it's been, like, a challenge communicating with the maids because, like, today they came. We wanted them to come back later, and I was trying to use Google Translate, but, of course, like, they didn't hear my phone. So that was interesting. Let's see. The dolphin thing, like, us not being able to do that, that's been... Let's see, that was... That's too bad, but oh well. Let's see. Got the fork here. My fanny pack. Dirty clothes. Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to have this dessert here. And I got some Reese's cups. Some Oreos. And a piece of the cake. Again, this thing is humongous, so, like, I could not, I don't think I'm gonna eat this whole thing, but my friend's like, you gotta eat that. I'm like, I know, but it's huge. And I didn't know, like I said, I did not know how big this thing was, but yeah, it was humongous, like, so, yeah, but, like I said, the guy who was with us, he was, like, fluent in Spanish, like, I don't know about fluent, but he was definitely able to, like, communicate, which made our lives, like, so much easier, but obviously, like, half the trip was with him, half the trip was without him. I, like, just realized that, but this trip has definitely been interesting for sure, so I'm gonna go for right now, and I will talk to you guys, tomorrow. I think we're gonna go to the beach tomorrow, and then that's gonna be interesting, trying to get on and off the beach, take an Uber, finding a spot, dipping our feet in the water, like, that's gonna be interesting, but we'll see. Yeah, it's gonna be an adventure for sure. Like, this whole trip has been an adventure, but, it's just been crazy. So, like I said, like, even today, the Uber driver dropped us off at a different door. We thought the place was closed, and that's another thing. We were hanging out by our pool bar, so that was fun. We got some drinks there. I got a Pepsi there today. Yesterday, we were there and I got a Shirley Temple. So yeah. So we're going to go to the beach. We're going to try. And then we're going to go to the steak place that we got made a reservation to. We wanted to make a reservation to this other place, but, there was nothing available. So, like, today we went to an Italian restaurant. We both got the same thing. So we just split it down the middle. And that's also what we did the other night with the other place we went to, the Asian place. We split it down the middle. And then tomorrow, this steak place is not cheap. So we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to get, like, a steak and a side and split it. And then we'll just have them, like, you know, plate it out in the kitchen. And then we'll just, like, pay, like, we'll just split it down the middle again, because that's just easier than us getting our own thing, because I don't want to go too crazy. We're flying on Monday, and I hate that, like, when you go to bed and you're, like, stuffed, so, and then your body, it's not good for your body either, because then you can't rest, because your body's, like, trying to digest all this food, so, yeah, I'm gonna go for right now, and, I need to charge my phone. I'm gonna eat this dessert I have in front of me, and, I will talk to everyone soon. Hi, everyone, it's about 2:55 right now, 2:55 p.m. It is Sunday, September 3rd. You guys probably hear different scenery, but we are at the beach. We are enjoying our last full day here. Tomorrow we go home. So I don't think I mentioned this enough, but on Wednesday when we went shopping, we were at the mall, and it's, like, nothing like a mall in New Jersey. It was this huge outdoor mall that had four levels, and getting around was quite an adventure. Like, I said this, like, I felt like I was in another country, like, going to the stores. Even the stores, nobody spoke English. Like, today, for example, we went to the beach. The Uber driver
it was like literally like the best one we ever had this whole entire trip. He was great. Like, he's told us which beach we should probably go to. He took us to a different beach after I changed the location. He was like, kind of told us where to go. So I don't normally tip the Uber drivers unless they go above and beyond, but this one did. So I gave him a good tip. We were going to go for breakfast at this restaurant we went to the other day, but we didn't want to like eat this huge breakfast and then go on the beach. So we decided to just, actually they had like food here. They had this like hot dogs and stuff. So I got some food here. I got a hot dog, chips, a Coke. So we just did that. And then tonight we're going to the steak place. It's kind of expensive. It's a really nice place. So we're just going to like split stuff. Besides, we're flying tomorrow and I don't want to go crazy because like we're, I don't want to go to bed like full, so full that I can't move. I hate that. And then, you know, like I said yesterday, it's not good for your body because you're digesting and your body can't rest. I started to pack a little bit, just like my sneakers, and I'm not going to be using them until I get home. But, we're going to go after this. We're probably going to stay for another hour or so, and then we're going to get off the beach. We're going to go back to the hotel, shower, get ready for dinner. It was an adventure getting on the beach. Like, and getting off the beach is going to be an adventure as well. But this lady who's like, she's just been, you know, she's just, you know, beach goer just like us. And she's been great. She's been checking on us. She's been helping us. So she's been great. But you know, she helped us get food. We rented some chairs and an umbrella. We did have to pay, but we just split that. And then, yeah. So I will talk to everyone later.
For water.
So we're still at the beach right now, but another thing I learned on this trip is anything is possible. Like, you just have to push yourself and you can do anything you put your mind to. Like, that's basically what I learned this trip. Like, everything, it's been a challenge, like especially with the language barrier, communicating, it's been a challenge. And I'm glad that I did this and I stepped out of my comfort zone, because the only way to overcome your fears is to just face them. Like, just face your fears. Like, sometimes you just gotta push yourself, and that's what this vacation has really taught me. And we haven't even gone internationally yet. That's gonna be a whole different ball game. But like I said, I'll talk more about that another time. We're just going to focus on this trip right now. So, yeah. But I will talk to you guys when we're back at the hotel. So it's about like 3:10 right now. So we're still here. My friend went to go check out the water. But yeah, this place, we did have to pay to rent the umbrella and chairs. We just split that, and then we split the cost for the food, and we've just been splitting, like, the expensive stuff. Like, the other night, we split the thing that was family style, we split down the middle, and then we're gonna do that tonight. We did that yesterday, because we literally went to an Italian restaurant and got, like, the exact same thing, so it was only fair. But this trip has been interesting, and you know, everything that happened that went down now with his friend, which I don't even know how to really go there, but that, and then everything that happened on Friday, like all the adventures, all the challenges we faced. I guess the hotel staff were great, like making reservations for us, walking us to our room, not letting the guests help us. If I want a drink from the market, I will give them money. They will get it for me and bring it up. Like, they've just been great. Like, using their complimentary car to take us to restaurants, recommending places. Like, it's just been great, and I cannot wait till the survey comes out, because I'm going to be giving this place, the hotel, a very, very good review. I would give them, like, 15 stars if I could. The Uber driver who took us here, he was great. Like, I wish I had, we had more drivers like him. Like, he was great. He really was. Like, to the beach, he was awesome. Like, I'm glad we came to this beach because it's crowded, but, like, we might not have gotten assistance at the beach where we were originally going to go to, so, yeah, but he was, like, the best Uber driver we had this whole trip, so, like I said, there needs to be, like, I wish we had more of him, more drivers like him, so, yeah, but, I'm going to go for right now, and I will talk to you all when I'm back at the hotel. All right, everyone, it's 5:15, so I'm gonna talk to you guys while I finish getting ready here. My friend's in the shower. We had just got back from the beach, and it was a good day, but we left, it was raining, but we wanted to leave anyway because we have to get ready for dinner. This place, it has a very strict dress code. No beach wear, so yeah. So we were at the beach. After I talked to you guys, we basically stayed for another, like, after my friend got back from in the water, we stayed for like 45 minutes more, because like I said, it was raining. So, this was, and there was a lady who was helping us, and she was actually at the beach, like, just, you know, another beach goer just like us. And she was helping us, like, checking on us. She helped us order our food and stuff. And, we also had a couple of police officers. They helped us with get our Uber. So, yeah, and then we came back here and we went up to our room. I showered first. So basically, the maids were here to make the bed and clean the room, but we're gonna have to probably have them come up here again because we got sand all over the floor. It's like we brought the beach back home with us. So, yeah, I'm just gonna grab my shoes. And then, I'm sad that we're leaving. Like, in a way, I'm kind of glad because of the language barrier, but in a way, I'm sad that we're leaving because, well, it's like when you're on vacation, like, you kind of get into like a little rhythm. Like, you get used to it. For the first few days, you're just like, oh, I want to go home, whatever. Like, I want to go home. But then, like, you know, you're used to it. So you're used to, like, you know, eating out every day and, you know, waking up, getting up whenever you want, starting the day whenever you want, stuff like that. Because this was a very laid back sort of trip. So, like, I was under the impression, because when I went here last year with my mom, like, we did not sit still once, as you guys, like, probably remember. So I was under the impression that, like, we weren't going to have a lot of downtime, but we did. We had a lot of free time. So yeah, but it was a very, very relaxed vacation, and I was just like, I just got used to it. Like I said, get into a little rhythm, but I suppose you got to get back into reality at some point. And this lady who helped us today, she has been to the steak place where we're going, and she said they have like this $1,000 steak there. Obviously, it's humongous. It's like the size of a friggin' like briefcase. But they like sing to you if you get it.
But obviously we're not going to be getting that.
Like they said, we have to get ready because we have a big dress. They have a strict dress code there. So yeah, but I start to pack a little bit, not too much, so my shoes away, and tomorrow I just got my phone charger away, my toiletries away, my dirty clothes away. So I didn't take too much out, like didn't completely move into the room, but I will still have to pack some stuff. So I guess I will talk to you guys when I'm at the airport. Okay, everyone. It is 9:31 a.m. It is Monday, September 4th, so it is Labor Day. It is go home day. I am at the gate. I got here at about 8:30, I want to say. 8:20 something, 8:30, something like that. I had to wait in line for security. I had to wait in line for, I had to wait for an agent, TSA agent to come help me. My friend, actually, she has TSA pre. So she just, you know, she skips the wait. She doesn't have to take off her shoes. She doesn't have to take her electronics out of her bag. So for her, going through security is a breeze. But I just don't fly enough to get that. I mean, I've heard it's worth it, but I just don't fly enough to get it. Like, I mean, my friend and I, we want to go out of the country. I got to get my passport first, but like I said, that's a whole new topic. But she was thinking about getting global entry because it's TSA pre is only for domestic travel. But she was thinking of getting global entry. But then the only thing with that is she would have to, like when we go through customs, she would have, like, she would be able to just like whiz right through. And then she'd have to just sit there and wait for me because I wouldn't, since I don't have global entry, it would take me forever to get through. So yeah. So on Wednesday when we went to this that really nice restaurant, and someone actually had the nerve, like actually the Uber driver had the nerve to say, because it was really expensive, and he had the nerve to say, wow, like you guys must be rich to come here. And we were just like, excuse me? So I guess. And then last night we went to the steak place, and we wanted to split everything because it was not cheap. So we wanted to split everything, and, we got a steak, we got two sides, and we split that. And what we did was we had them cut it up in the kitchen for us and then put it on like two separate plates. So we didn't have to worry about trying to dish everything out, making a mess. And then for dessert, we split a cheesecake, and we had them to slice it and put it on two different plates again, so we didn't have to worry about cutting it, making a mess. There were some snacks and drinks that we unfortunately didn't get to have, but since we can't take it with us, we had to just leave it. I have ZQL at home. I obviously didn't take that because it's a liquid, but I probably could have, since it's medicine. I totally forgot about that, but I didn't want to deal with that, trying to say, oh, it's medicine or whatever. Like, I just didn't want to deal with that. So I was just like, it's not a big deal. I don't need it. Like, I had Benadryl. But, yeah, so there was that. And then the hotel staff were just super accommodating. Like I said, when I wanted a drink from the little, like, market thingy, they would they would get it for me. I would give them money. They would get it and bring it up to the room. They were so like accommodating, and this trip has taught me a lot. Like, it's taught me that like anything is possible, and like friendships can change like within the blink of an eye. And friendships can also grow stronger. Like me and my friend, like our friendship had, it grew stronger. Like it just totally, like it just really, like it just grew stronger. And our other friend, like we thought he was a friend, and no, he was just trying to impress us because he liked us as more than a friend. And he sent my friend like flowers and chocolates for Valentine's Day, which is really weird because like they're not dating. And then he sent her parents like this whole big thing of like cookies and pastries, like to thank them, I guess, for like letting him like stay at their house or something. And like,
he also would text her mom, like, on her birthday, on Mother's Day, on Valentine's Day. Like, that's just so, that's weird. But, well, we know how he is now, and unfortunately, we lost a friend, but the saying is so true. You don't know someone until you travel with them, and, like, yeah, we unfortunately lost a friend in the process, but it, like I said, this trip taught me anything is possible. Like, yeah, we might, like, me and my friend, we might want to, when we're back in New Jersey, like, we might want to go to the boardwalk, and even if it takes having to ask people where things are and stuff, like, it's possible. Like, we can definitely do it. Like, we went to the beach, and we did it. Like, someone helped us get food and help us, like, to our chairs and stuff. Like, we did it, and then we had a couple, like, police officers help us with the Uber. Like, unfortunately, the dolphin thing didn't work out, but at least we got to touch the dolphin. I mean, it was, like, we only touched it for, like, 30 seconds, but at least we did got something out of it. So, yeah, and, like, I still have the pictures. I'm going to show them to my mom when I get home. I did send her the link to download them, but I think I'm just going to show her. It's just easier. So, yeah, I went through security. I went and I got some food. I got a bagel with cream cheese. I got Doritos, and I got a Coke. And I'm just sitting here at the gate waiting to board. So that's the one thing that I won't miss is the language barrier. That's, like, the one thing I won't miss. So, yeah, that's, but I'm sad to be leaving, like, because, like I said last night, like, when you're on vacation, you get into, like, a rhythm, like, eating out every day and stuff, just kind of doing whatever. We probably would have got bored here eventually if we kept staying. Like, it obviously would add up, but, like, we would definitely get bored. And luckily the guy who went home, he did pay his third of the bill. So we weren't stuck with the whole thing, which was good. But yeah, so, I'm going to, just sit here. It's like 9:40 right now about that. So we start boarding at 10:49. So I will talk to everyone probably when I'm on the plane, but I'm definitely going to miss it here. It is 10:27, so we are going to be boarding soon. I'm, like, right by the gate agent, so that's be nice when I get up, because I might have to get up when they announce that it's time to board, so I don't miss my flight. So, yeah, we really had an epic time, and like I said, the only way to overcome your fears is to just, like, face them and step out of your comfort zone, and me and my friend certainly did that, and like I said, the announcements here are in English and Spanish, so, yeah. So that's, like, the language barrier is the only thing I won't miss, Spanish. I did go to the Dominican Republic when I was a kid. I went with my family, but we were with some family friends, and one of them, she was fluent in Spanish, so that helped a lot because she was able to translate for us and stuff, but my friend actually was, like, talking to them in Spanish, and then they were talking back to her in Spanish, and it wasn't really helping because at that point she had to say, like, very little Spanish. Like, she has to say, like, she knows very little Spanish. So, yeah, but it was definitely interesting. And I went to Bath & Body Works, and I had to get little bottles of stuff since I was flying. I just got a little, like, gift set thingy that has, like, a lotion, a shower gel, and a lotion, a hand sanitizer, and a body spray. So I'll probably put the hand sanitizer in my purse. But the hotel staff were, like, amazing. They were so very accommodating. They were great. The food was amazing. Like, the restaurants were really amazing. Even one of my mom's friends, because they used to live, like, outside of Miami, and they were not far from where we were. And my mom's friend was just like, where are they getting all these great restaurants? Like, who's telling them about them? Like, she thinks that we know Miami really well, but no, because even she said, like, it was a really good neighborhood where we were staying, but we were like, no, my friend's, my friend's mom actually helped us book the hotel because we wanted to make sure it was, like, in a good neighborhood and stuff. And then, of course, like, where we were in our neighborhood, and then we were in, like, Miami Beach a lot, which is also a good neighborhood. So we didn't really go like all over the place because some parts of Miami are not safe. So we weren't just like going all over the place, but we basically just stayed in our neighborhood where we were and then in Miami Beach. But we had an epic time. And like I said, I'm sad to be going home, but we got to get back to reality at some point, I suppose. And obviously if we kept staying, it would have cost a lot of money. So yeah, but yeah, and we would have got bored because like how many times can you go to the same restaurant? Like so we're going to go out for breakfast yesterday, but we didn't want to go to the beach. And then like after having eaten all that food, and then we would have gotten to the beach at like 3 o'clock, it would have been raining and we would have had to leave like an hour later, and like just wasn't worth it. So like, so we just got food on the beach. Somebody helped us get our food. My friend wanted to go in the water, so she helped with that. So yeah, I'm gonna go for right now, and we're gonna be boarding soon, like I said, and I will talk to everybody when I'm on the plane. All right, let me see what time it is. Okay. All right, it's 10:52, so I'm on the plane. I boarded first, so yeah, I had a snack. Like I said, I had food at the gate, so I'm good. It's funny because they were like, oh, there's a pizza place. I was like, is it open? They were like, yeah, it's open. And they said it opens at like 6 in the morning. I was like, well, you're hungry. You eat any, you know, you'll eat anything. So, I was like not having pizza at 9 in the morning. of course it was a little kind of messy because I got a bagel with cream cheese and I had to like spread the cream cheese on myself. So of course that was fun when I didn't have a table. But, of course I had Doritos and Coke at 9 in the morning. So yeah, but, I'm on the plane right now. One of the flight attendants, he said he's going to let a, gate agent know that I'll need assistance when we
once again, for those get of you just joining us, good morning. Welcome
New aboard Jersey.
Flight with service over to North, New Jersey.
But
please help us depart as quickly as possible by only storing your larger I'm item in that overhead bag.
Going
wheels
to
handles out. If you have a smaller sit backpack, here, shopping bag, that must go underneath.
I will have to put my phone in airplane mode. So I'm just kind of sitting here for right now.
Store your items
but,
and enter into your row to allow those customers behind you access to their rows as well.
I will.
As you can see, we have our older cabin
have my
layout.
Tray table here.
This is a great time to go ahead and download anything onto your personal devices so that you can stream it while in flight. We do have Wi-Fi on board as well. You can watch content from your personal devices just like you would on the other airline. We just ask that if you are going to stream something from your personal devices that you wear headphones, as we do not allow speaker mode on personal devices.
Yeah, so.
For everyone's comfort. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome aboard. Please remember to keep that main center aisle clear so those behind you can pass.
Yeah, so I'm currently just sitting here. I cannot believe how fast this trip went. Like, we had an epic time for sure, but I knew this trip was going to go fast, and I knew to enjoy it, so I enjoyed, like, every second of this trip. So, doing walking around the mall, going to the beach, like I said, it wasn't easy, obviously, but we did it. You know, we weren't just going to sit in the room all the whole time, so we did it, and like I said, I'm proud of myself for that, so I will talk to everybody when we land.
That the bin directly above your seat is full, just locate the closest open and available bin, take a few steps down, and place your larger item there. Keeping in mind the overhead spaces are all shared space, they are not assigned or attached to a seat assignment. Once again, if you notice that the overhead bin directly above your seat is full, just take a few steps down towards the middle of the back of the cabin and place your larger item there. Keeping in mind overhead spaces are all shared space, they are not assigned or attached to a seat assignment. Also, please do not place any small items in those overhead bins.
Right, so.
We are going to need that space for larger roller boards. Our flight is 100% full today.
So, I was waiting for the announcement.
For those of you that are already seated, this is a great time to go ahead and download content to your personal devices. In the unlikely event that your TV is not working, don't worry, we do have Wi-Fi where you can stream content from our hub, just like you would on the other airlines.
This is Wi-Fi, but we have to pay
There's
for it.
There's step-by-step instructions on how to connect on the menu card on the first page.
So,
thank you for joining us. Welcome aboard.
One of my my friend, actually, she told me that when you, I don't know why this is, and I've noticed this, but on the plane, if you get a soda and you get like the can, like you get the cup of ice and you pour it like in the, from the can into the cup, it tastes like crap. I've noticed it tastes different. And she said it's because of the pressure change. So she said to get it in the can because like to not get the cup of ice, just get the can because it won't taste like that because the pressure I think is what makes it taste different. And then also like the ice comes from like a water tank thingy. So it like the ice melts and waters it down. My friend also said soda tastes different in the can than in the bottle, which I don't know. I don't agree with that, but yeah. So when I get my drink, I'm just going to get it in the can and I'm not going to get the ice, but yeah. I have my duffel bag stowed under the seat, my backpack's in the overhead, and then my phone, I'll probably put that in there too, inside the duffel bag. But I have gum for my ears because I hate that, the pressure. So my mom is going to let me know where she is once I land, and then that'll be that, and then I'll be home. So I'm looking forward to coming home. I'll be playing catch up on YouTube, but I cannot wait to play this when I get home. Luckily, I have an easy, I'm just working Wednesday and Thursday really this week. This Friday we work from home, so I have an easy week this week, which is an easy transition back to work after vacation. Tomorrow just be like getting back into a routine, doing laundry. I have a bunch of laundry to do. Even like I got everything here and then I had to kind of like cram everything in my suitcase coming back. That's always how it is. And my friend, her suitcase was a mess. So was mine. And it's like cram everything in there. And I'm like, well, I got it all here. So yeah, but, I will talk to you all when I land. Hi everyone. It's about 2:10 right now. So we just landed. We are parked at the gate. Everybody's just getting ready to get off the plane. I have to wait a little bit because I need to get assistance, but not sure if my mom is here yet. I just texted her to let her know we landed. I also let my friend know I landed because we talked about that, how I'd let her know when I got on the plane, when I land, when I get home, and she's going to do the same thing. So yeah, this, like I said, this trip has brought us closer together and showed me that
carousel number 3 for all checked luggage,
friendships,
carousel number 3. Welcome to New Jersey.
That friendships can change in an instant because it would happen with our other friend, which is, like I said, it's a long story. But, yeah, I have to wait because I have to get assistance, and then I'm not sure if my mom is here yet. I texted her, like I said, but I do need to use the bathroom, so I'll do that, and then I'll just wait for her. So I will talk to you guys when I'm home.
If you believe that someone has tampered with your luggage,
hi everyone, I'm at the airport in New Jersey. I'm just on my way down to where my mom is at baggage claim. So I'm going to go down there. We're going to drive home and I'll talk to you guys when I get home. All right, everyone, it's 2:55 and I'm now home. Well, I said 2:55, it's 3:55. It is 3:55 and I am now home. I got home at about 3:30, so I'm just getting settled here, doing laundry, and I'm just unpacking. So yeah, I'm just going to get settled and I'm going to be playing catch up on a lot of YouTube videos But yeah, like I said, yesterday, the Uber driver who took us to the beach was great. He, took us to the beach, like, but then he said that the one beach we were going to go to, there were no lifeguards, and he suggested another beach, and I changed the location, and he took us to a different beach. And I don't typically tip the Uber drivers unless they go above and beyond, which this one definitely did. So I definitely tipped him, because he went above and beyond, because a lot of times I'll just rate them, and that's basically what they're looking for. So yeah, I'm happy to be home. Definitely was a great trip. So I'm just going to end it here. This is probably going to be very long, but I can't wait to play this, and I will later, but I will talk to everyone tomorrow.